Ken Cook. I'm publisher of the Fredericksburg Standard, and I want to welcome everybody and thank everybody for taking a little time to come out, and thank the candidates especially for making it out here to Fredericksburg. Maybe you can get a bottle of wine or something for your way home, and just don't open it. This is the Texas Senate District 24 candidate forum, and we have Don Buckingham, John Cobb, Ryan Downton, Susan King, Brent Mays, and Reed Williams, all vying for the position. This is a big district, and Troy Frazier obviously represented it for many, many years. Did a nice job. I know we'll all look for a senator that reflects our values, but also wants to help us take care of what we consider a real jewel here in Gillespie County. And of course, there's parts of 16 other counties that are part of District 24. I want to recognize Tim Lindberg from the Gillespie County Economic Development Commission. He's in the back there. They are a fellow sponsor. And then Christy Muse, she kind of spearheaded this whole thing. She's the executive director for the Hill Country Alliance. So we want to thank Christy and Tim. So thank you. And I'm just going to introduce our moderator and get out of the way. Ross Ramsey is the co-founder of the Texas Tribune. It's online. It's everything Texas politics, and it's probably the most in-depth reading about Texas politics that anyone can find. So, and he's probably one of the most experienced commenters and writers on it. So I want to introduce him right quick. A little housekeeping. We're getting everybody to do cards, write your question on cards. A few of us tend to filibuster when we get a microphone in our hands, so we're going to keep it to cards. We're going to start out with a three-minute intro from each of the candidates, which Ross will get them started on that, and then we'll have a two-minute close. But you can, this is my wife, Christine, and you can wave your hand at her if you don't have a card or if you have a question that you've written down and you'd like to turn in. So Ross Ramsey of the Texas Tribune.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The rules, like you said, are pretty simple. We're going to not do the Alex Trebek Jeopardy timer, you have to stop talking thing. We're just going to trust everybody not to filibuster. We're going to start with a three-minute intro from everybody. Then we'll go to questions from me. At some point, I understand there are a lot of audience questions, a lot of index cards getting filled out. They'll bring some of those up, and I'll put some audience questions in there. And then when we get to the end, hour and a half or so, we'll give them each a two-minute close. So let's see how it goes. Start down here on the far end, and we'll just go this way with three-minute intros. Ms. Buckingham.
Well, good evening, everybody. I am Dawn Buckingham, and it is a pleasure to be here. You know, my grandmother lived in Fredericksburg forever. I have cousins that live here, so I always feel like when I'm coming home when we come here. So I would like to officially ask you for your vote. I am running for the Senate to decrease the footprint of government we feel in our everyday lives. You know, as a mom, when I look at the world that our kids are inheriting, it is frightening, and we have got to stand up and fight for their futures. And as a physician, the government makes it nearly impossible for me to take care of my patients every day, and they make it even more difficult for me to run my small business. A few things to get to know me better. I've been married to my wonderful husband for 24 years. We have a senior and a sophomore at Lake Travis High School. And people who have known me for a long time, such as Governor Rick Perry, who has endorsed my campaign, will tell you that I've been a strong conservative fighter for a very long time. I've been active in my local party, active in trying to elect the first Republicans in Travis County, active in my Republican women's group, and really look forward to the ability to serve. People will also tell you that I'm someone who stands up for what's right when that's not the easy or the popular thing to do. And it was a few years ago that I was quoted in Bloomberg News as saying that Obamacare would bring about the complete downfall of the healthcare system. And shortly after that, and I'm sure completely unrelated, I had a series of audits started against me. And I survived not just one audit, but four audits. So I know what it's like to speak the truth, and I know what it's like to have people come after you for that, but I will continue to do that because it is the right thing to do. And in this race, we are talking about how border security is national security. We see it every day in our news. And for the safety and for the economic prosperity of our communities, we have got to seal the border and get rid of the lures such as sanctuary cities that bring people here. And I believe that family and education are the cornerstones of society. They are under attack and they are crumbling. And we have got to stand and fight for traditional family values, empower parents in their children's education, and of course, protect the unborn. And finally, we need to put government on a diet. Texas has a spending problem, not a revenue problem. I believe that there are ways through a balanced approach to create efficiencies across the board and be more frugal with your precious taxpayer dollars. And with that, I would ask you for your vote for Don Buckingham for Senate. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you all for being here. Thank you to the Hill Country Alliance and the newspaper for doing this. My name is John Cobb, and I'm also running for the Texas State Senate, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about me. I'm a concrete contractor. I'm a cattle rancher. I'm a real estate investor. And the reason I'm doing this is two sessions ago, I spent some time at the Capitol. I was very interested in the gross margins tax and how that affected my business. And this last session, I spent 3 months down there. And when I was watching the men and women deliberate, I had an overwhelming sense that the men and women that are writing our laws don't understand the first thing about how what they're doing affects my business. And in subsequent conversations with legislators, it was very frustrating to me that I had to explain to them the very basics of business 101 before I could begin to talk to them about how what they're doing affects me. I would like to talk to Dr. Buckingham mentioned that we don't have a revenue problem, we have a spending problem. And I agree that we have a spending problem, but with oil at 30 bucks a barrel, we also have a revenue problem. And I think everybody who's been in Texas long enough knows that we have some serious, we have some very serious budgetary issues coming up in the state. And I think that we are better served as a state when we have business people in the Capitol writing laws, people who understand that businesses create jobs and economic opportunity for people. I want to tell you about water. Water is something I'm very passionate about. I've served on the Rules Committee for a groundwater district, helping them rewrite their rules. I was elected to the Board of Directors for the fastest growing water supply corporation in the state. And subsequently, that board elected me the president. And in my role as president, I did several things I was really proud of. One of the first things I did was the first 6 months I was elected president, I negotiated a settlement with the groundwater district, which the water supply corporation and the groundwater district had been in litigation for over 8 years. And all it took was common sense people getting together and saying, let's work together to solve this problem. And it doesn't benefit any of us to make lawyers richer. We live in the same community, let's work together and solve that problem. I've also negotiated contracts with LCRA, and I can tell you that experience is something that we need. We need people who understand how the LCRA works and understand that water is crucial for our part of the state. And lastly, I would like to talk about urban versus rural. In case you haven't noticed, in our state, the focus has been on Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, and Houston. And I believe that focus, by allowing the large urban areas to get the financial resources and the water resources, is if we don't get that in check, in 20 years, the Texas that I know and love will no longer exist. And what we need in this district is we need someone who understands rural Texas, doesn't put on cowboy boots and acts like they understand rural Texas, somebody who grew up in rural Texas and understands what it means to be a rural Texan, and somebody who's going to go down to the Capitol building and stand up and represent the values, the work ethic, and the things that are important to us in rural Texas and not just jettison those for urban interest. Once again, my name is John Cobb, and I really appreciate you being here tonight.
Thank you guys for coming. My name is Ryan Downton. I live in Salado, Texas, and I'm the president and owner of Little River Healthcare. I'm a father and a small businessman and an Obamacare survivor. And that's really what got my attention. When I took over Little River Healthcare in 2010, it was after the devastation of Obamacare. And we were sitting with nearly $10 million in debt, essentially on the verge of bankruptcy. And we were able to build and grow and overcome all the regulations the government put in our way. Today we're a thriving small business with over 1,000 employees, ranging from Austin to Waco with our largest presence in Bell County. We have over 150 physicians that work with us. So we've been able to overcome what Obamacare has done, but so many small businesses haven't. And that bill has just been devastating for not just medical companies, but for all small businesses around this country. It's not something, obviously, we get to repeal at a state level, but we need to continue fighting it. And I think I bring that experience and the business experience I have to Austin if you guys elect me. There are a lot of issues we face in this state. Immigration and border security is huge. We need to secure the border. We need to stop sanctuary cities. We need to pass mandatory verify. Until we can get the border under control, we can't really address the issue of how to handle the illegal immigrants that are in this country. We also need to continue to be a leader fighting for life. Texas has always been strong in that area. But defunding Planned Parenthood isn't enough to me. Any organization that is willing to sell babies' body parts, to me, has no business operating or having a license to be in business in the state of Texas. Finally, I'm passionate about education. I've got a six-year-old son, Landon. He's usually with me at these events. He got tired of my cards, so I had to make him his own business cards. His title is Campaign Energizer, and that's what he is. We've got 17 counties in this district. We're doing at least three of these forums, it seems, every week. And it gets exhausting. But for me, whenever I get to look over at Landon, it brings a smile to my face. It reminds me why I'm doing this. I'm running for him. I'm running for his classmates. I'm running to try to create a brighter future for the next generation of Texans. Thank you.
Ms. King.
I'll just hold it like this. So, hi, I'm Susan King. I'm running for Senate District 24. In case you didn't see our map out there, here it is. It can be upside down at times. And you can see that it's 17 counties, north to south, 250 miles, bordered up here to the north by the Metroplex and to the south by San Antonio. We do not need big metropolitan areas gobbling up our rural interest like a Pac-Man. Now, if you know the Pac-Man game, you're dating yourself, but that's what I remember. They encroach on our rights, our values, our eminent domain concerns, and all of the above. So remember, this is not just one county, Gillespie County. It's this entire chain, from small towns to large cities, sort of, mid-sized cities where no Metroplex, thank heavens, and then all the rural people and all the way down about 45 miles north of San Antonio. I currently serve in the Texas House of Representatives. I'm the only one up here who has had experience serving as an elected official. I am currently the chairman of Defense and Veterans Affairs. At this time, I would ask everyone in the room who is either reserve, active duty, or a veteran, please stand so we may recognize your service. Important because it's not just important on the 4th of July or Veterans Day, which is important in and of itself, or if you have a military post or base or any kind of attendant group that's supporting the military, maybe National Guard or other places. It's critical that we realize our military infrastructure. It's a $150 billion impact annually. We can talk about economic development, but if we leave our military installations to the side, sequestration has destroyed almost every single penny that goes forward for our military missions. And with all the problems we're having internationally now, it is now not the time to decrease our military presence. We have the most significant military presence in the entire United States in this state. So that's a little bit about what I'm doing right now. I will tell you that earlier tonight, someone came up to me and talked to me about them giving a comment during a hearing at the Capitol. And she thanked me for saying, you listened. That's what you need in an elected official, not someone who's spewing out all the hate against Texas and the United States. And certainly I have opinions in that as well from time to time. But this is the best state and the best country on this planet. So what we must do as elected officials is to listen and be accessible and to try to give the people that are actually in those professions a voice at the Capitol. I'm a business owner. I own an ambulatory surgical center. I'm married to my original husband for 39 years. He isn't here tonight. He's taking care of patients. I have three children, and my three children have four children, which would make me a grandparent. I don't typically say that, but I guess I'll just own up to it tonight. And why am I running for this office? My daughter, who's 14, who is now a PhD candidate in political science, said, Mom, quit complaining about the schools, don't complain about this until you stand up and do something. And that's been a few years ago. I served 8 years on my local school board, 2 years as president, and now I'm in my fifth term in the Texas House of Representatives. I would be a freshman senator just like anyone else. Thank you so much, and thank you for being here this evening.
I'm Brent Mays, and I'm running because I can't help it. I've had a disdain for politics and politicians all my life. I'm a retired physician, former small business owner. I owned a mail order house selling motorcycle parts for Harley Davidsons. We retired here in Fredericksburg in 2008, and in case it matters to anybody, there hasn't been a senator from Gillespie County since 1870. And so that would be something we could have going for us. We were happy at home, live out 5 miles outside of town, but I got fed up with hope and change. Friends, this is not the country I grew up in. It's not the state I grew up in. Whatever position you are on the political scale, I think we can agree that politics and politicians have failed us. The folks in Washington are not working for us. They're self-serving. The same can be said of most of the folks in Austin, sadly. It's self-serving. At some point, we need to have representatives that represent the people they represent. And the people here are Senate District 24, as it's been said, 17 counties. It's a rural district. It's one of the few rural districts. We are under attack from the urban centers and from commercial interests who want our water, who want to pass down unfunded mandates, who want to tell us what to do in our rural district. I practice medicine in Houston, but I have a rural background. My parents grew up in West Texas, children of poor cotton farmers. As soon as I got my radiology residency finished and went to practice in Houston, I bought farm and ranch land outside of Houston. I've had cows for 30 years, primarily to keep the agricultural evaluation, because I'm tired of cows after 30 years. And we have a place 5 miles outside of town. I understand rural Texas. I love rural Texas, and I will represent rural Texas. And as sophisticated as we rich folks are in Gillespie County is rural, and we need to save it.
Well, thank you for being here tonight. People ask you why you're running, and every time I look out at these crowds, the answer's right there. It's the people. And I grew up, my name is Reed Williams, and I'm also running for the Senate here. I grew up in Gatesville, Texas, which is the north end. I'm old enough to remember when it didn't rain, and I'm also old enough to remember when we all went down to the Leon Bridge and stood there when it did rain, about 1958. So I started my whole history with my grandfather losing a place over in Hamilton County. I went on and finished high school there, went to the University of Texas, I graduated there, I got commissioned U.S. Army Reserve, spent 8 years, honorably discharged as a captain. I started out in the oil field, pretty much at the bottom. If you want to talk about rural, I got to spend a lot of time in rural Texas there. But pushed trucks, built pipelines, spent about 35 years in the refining and marketing business at three different companies, each one at senior executive level. 2006, we decided to retire. Joan and I, the last job was in Colorado. We'd spent a lot of time with two other companies in San Antonio. We moved back, and we moved to where we wanted to, which was Burnett County. And it worked really great for us. My folks were still ill up in Gatesville, and our daughter was in San Antonio, and we loved it. But eventually, we bought a second house in San Antonio, and people say, Reed, how'd you get into politics? Me had a long career in the oil business. Well, two houses burned down in my neighborhood that I bought a house in, and we had a really common problem. We had a problem that the city had annexed it, and they weren't giving it fire protection services. And this is a common problem we're going to have over and over again in this state. So, and the cities just don't understand. They don't even understand the areas right outside of their main part of their town, much less the rural areas. And so I said, I run for the city council. It was a nonpartisan race. I ran. I shouldn't have won. About 50% Republican, 50% Democrats. I gave it to everybody, and I won. And then I had to face the supermajority. It was a majority of 8-3, and we got them fire protection services. And I really learned a lot. I learned how cities work, and I can tell you, they talk about, well, we need somebody that can fight the cities and hold our own. I did it right inside the cities. You know, I know I can do it. And then I got on a water board because we needed water, and we needed water under good conservative principles. You do not take people's water away. You do not sue and get their water. You follow good conservative principles. And we went up the country. We asked people they want to sell their water. The judges, both in Milam and Burleson County, said, yeah, we'll sell you water. The water district guy, Gary Westbrook, says, yeah, I can control it. And we made a deal for water. We made a deal that said, if you don't want to sell it or you get cut back, it doesn't hurt us.
That's about three.
And we did it, and we did it right, and we can still do it. Thank you very much, Reed Williams.